Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Hi. Congratulations on your movie. What a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Did you have as much fun doing it as we have watching it on the screen?
Yeah, it was a great time. It was a really wonderful cast, and it was a project that I was very passionate about. So it was, we really had a great time, yeah.
There's a lot of action in it, too. Did you have to really get in shape for this movie?
Yeah. Well, the action is, it's not, it doesn't require, that much effort. But in terms of the naked scene does. So I definitely had to, watch what I was eating and work out more regularly out of just pure vanity.
Yeah. Yeah, we see a lot of you. Now, were you actually naked, or when you're filming, do you cover up a bit?
No, I cover up. I tend to be pretty modest and pretty insecure. So I try to cover up as much as I possibly can. And there's all kinds of little, things that can cover the bits that they make for instances like this.
Right.
But I tend to think that almost looks worse than if I had just gone short and been naked. And I look kind of freakish.
Well, you look great. I mean, and it's very tasteful. I mean, it's fun. It's got
you.
A very nice tone to it, and I think people really enjoy it. Now, were you familiar with the Stephanie Plum mystery series before you did this?
Yeah, I had become a big fan of the books a couple of years earlier, and just fell in love with Stephanie and the world Janet had created. And the books are so addicting, and they're so hilarious, and then they've got this great, murder mystery, just going throughout the whole book. So it just keeps you addicted, I guess. And I was just so excited and grateful to get the opportunity to be a part of it, let alone play Stephanie, who is a character that I've just been in love with. I think she's so funny and so charming and interesting, but just very down to earth, just such a normal, natural girl. She doesn't try too hard, and she is so fallible, but she's got such a big heart, and she's so courageous,
Yeah.
It's hard not to like.
When I look at her, I think of the word spunky. She's spunky.
Yeah, she's totally spunky. That's perfect, yeah.
Now, does that mirror your own personality in real life? Have you got that spunk?
Sometimes, but I don't think I have Stephanie's, kind of leap before thinking, state of mind. She just doesn't hesitate, she just goes for it. And I tend to be more of a, talk myself out of it kind of person.
Yeah, she doesn't really hesitate at all to learn how to shoot that gun.
Right, yeah, she just went for it.
Now, what was it like to work with Debbie Reynolds, who was wonderful in the film as well?
Isn't she great? She's just such a riot. Debbie is a plethora of fantastic old Hollywood stories. And she's sort of the most amazing storyteller. And we, we're at the premiere, and my mother and I were talking to her, and she was telling another sort of classic story. And we said, Debbie, you got to write a book. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take a break in a month and write my book. And we're like, okay, she's on it. She's a riot. She's hilarious. She's sort of body, kind of a irreverent and body sense of humor. And she's an icon.
She's amazing.
Exciting.
Must have been thrilling for your own mother to meet her, actually, eh?
Oh, it was. My mother just loved Debbie and was like, it was sort of a total thrill for her to get to work with her and meet her. She didn't get to meet her on set when we were working because my mother had left Pittsburgh before Debbie got there for her stuff. So the premiere was the first night. And my mom was pretty determined to get to shake her hand.
No doubt. What a thrill. Now, you work closely, of course, with Jason O'Mara in the film. You guys look like you had pretty good chemistry. Were you having fun there?
Oh, we had so much fun. Jason's he's so very, very talented and so sharp-witted and just the kind of actor for me that is just pure bliss to get to work against because he makes it so much more electric and keeps it moving fast. And I have to work so much harder to keep up with him because he's so talented and on it. I really loved working with him. And he's just hilarious. Jason has the kookiest sort of dorkiest sense of humor and cracks these jokes that are so bad, they're good. It's great. Because he's such a good-looking guy, and he's so sexy on so many levels, but he's like cracks dad jokes. Like, you know, when your dad used to make those, like, really dorky jokes.
Yeah. So if this one, you're an executive producer, so if this one's successful, are you planning to do another one from the series?
Oh, I hope so. I hope we have the opportunity to do that. I mean, obviously, we, you know, you go into something like this with the following and with so many books, hoping, you know, for the opportunity to do sequels. It's dependent on whether or not it does well.
For sure. What books are you reading now? And what books would you recommend, other than this series, of course?
What would I recommend? I love to read. I'm a big reader. And one of my all-time favorite books is a book called Belong to Me by Maria. Oh, man. I don't pronounce her last name. I could Google it really fast. It's like Sanniolis or something. And then another book called God's... What's that? I'm sorry.
What do you like about that book?
I love fiction. I'm a fiction reader. And the book is just, you know, it's about essentially this woman's experience and her family, and it's sort of a complicated story about a young girl that comes into her life that she sort of begins to parent in a way, and she's a single woman living in the city who has to start taking care of his child. But it's just so beautifully told. It's so moving. It's so relatable. And the way she writes, it's like poetry. You know, she just puts together a sentence in the most beautiful way. I tend to want to, like, always quote her, you know, write down these beautiful passages of the book and then use them as quotes because she's got a great, great vibe.
Wonderful. And what was the other book you were going to mention?
Gods in Alabama was a book I really, really loved, and I can't remember the author of that one. But that's more like not a murder mystery, but there's that element of it in it.
Fun. Now, how is it being a mom? Your daughter's 3 now, and how great has it been so far?
It's been pretty amazing. She's just such a remarkable little girl, too. I know every mother says that about their kid, and but it's true. She's really charming and funny, and her very quirky sense of humor. But she's been with us on the New York part of the press tour, and I'll tell you, she just, I think her spirit, there's something about the energy in the room when Nehru's in the room. She just, everyone in the room, you know, just tends to sort of, I don't know how to describe it. She just puts everyone in a great mood because she's just so fun to be around. And she just, you know, keeps everybody, I think, in a better frame of mind or something, you know.
Yeah.
Keeps it all in perspective.
That's great. Now, would you consider another child?
Oh, I'd love to have more kids. Yeah, Josh and I are definitely talking a lot about that, and, you know, what do we want to do, and when should we do this, and, you know, I definitely see it as more than a, you know, one child household.
Fantastic. And I presume there's a lot of music in your household.
Oh, my gosh, it never ends. Yeah. That's the thing about being married to a musician. They're always singing, which is awesome because he's got an exceptionally beautiful voice. But there are moments when you're like, can I have a peace and quiet? Maylee's always singing, too, because that's what she's used to. She's used to daddy being, you know, singing all the time. So she sings all the time, too.
Yeah, I think it must have a wonderful influence on her.
Yeah, it does. It does. I think it's really fun to watch her sort of explore music at such a young age because it's all around her, all the instruments. And she has such access to, like, you know, drums and guitars and pianos, and Josh is so patient about letting her just sort of play around with his equipment and his musical stuff. So she's got this great opportunity to engage in it if she wants to, you know, if she's interested in it. We could help her pursue it for sure.
Fantastic. Having a child now, has that influenced your choice of roles for your upcoming work?
Yeah, I feel like it does to a certain degree. And I think, you know, I would want always... You got to kind of keep in mind that one day Nehru herself will be an adult and, you know, will walk into a restaurant or a bar, and hopefully her mother hasn't done some kind of scandalous piece of work that people, like, you know, put on her. But mostly I think I choose based on my own connection to the character or to the story. I love stories, and if I respond to a script because I just really like the story or I'm engaged with the characters, that's how I tend to choose. And I tend to feel like I prefer stories that have more of a hopeful ending or tell a more hopeful story about people and humanity and their choices versus, you know, the bleaker kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
That's nice. I like that.
more child friendly anyway.
Yeah. I think people in general, we need more of that right now, you know?
I agree. And there is a lot of it in the world for real. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people in the world that are exceptional, that are courageous, that do make, you know, that do find grace in their lives and throughout, you know, their experiences. And I think that, yeah, those people should be celebrated and they should, and those stories should be told, and that kind of spirit should be, you know, I don't know.
Encouraged.
Encouraged, exactly.
Yeah. Sorry, Gloria, just two more minutes.
Oh, okay, great. Given that you were an executive producer on this movie, do you think that doing that, and will you do more of it to give you more control over the kind of roles that you get?
Yeah, I love producing. I do for that very reason, and because it's another opportunity to be creative, but in a completely different way with the filmmaking process. And I've been acting for a very long time, so this is a fun and new, interesting sort of challenge for me, a new thing to learn and grow in. And yeah, it's wonderful to get to have more of a voice and to take a little bit more control over the material and over my own past, and not just sort of be waiting for roles to come to me or waiting for, you know, the right part, but to sort of be proactively creating them for myself.
And do you think Hollywood in general is offering better roles for women these days, or things not really changed that much?
I think they are. Yeah, I think they are. I think there's always going to be, it's always going to be slightly unbalanced, but I don't know, if you look at something like Bridesmaids, you know, a film that was written by women, essentially for women, and it's been nominated for an Oscar, and, you know, one of its actresses is nominated, I think that does nothing but help encourage more roles and more projects for women.
That's great. And what's next for you?
What is next for me? Mostly just developing all these projects I'm producing.
Great.
It's a lengthy process. I didn't know that when I started it. I thought, you know, development would take maybe a few months, but it tends to take a little bit more than that, sometimes up to, you know, several years.
Yeah. Yep. Crazy business. Well, Catherine, thank you so much, and best of luck with the new film.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.